Hey, Kesem Beis. We're looking at Rashi. Rashi Dibur Maskel Mark Shisha Mar Yanuka. Shnei Banim Hoyu the Rav Chista. Rav Chista had two sons. Meshem Shneim Shavim. They had the same name, except El Shagodah Karnler Mark Shisha, but Tzur Karnler Mar Yanuka. So they refer to the older one as Mar. It's just like a title of covenant, master. Shisha, the old one. And the other one they refer to him as Mar Yanuka, the younger one.
Did they live at the same time?
What do you mean they live at the same time?
Meaning that, you know, you could have had, you know, one kid dies.
And... No, they were, yeah, they talked to each other. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how it works, but it works. Okay, so he said, excuse me, Amonim in Erison, the Isla Ksuba, Betanai Bezin, Imla Kosovla. So, you're saying that Amonim in Erison, she gets her Ksuba, Betanai Bezin, even though the husband was not Machai himself, a Ksuba. To the Rusa, he didn't write her a ksuba, so it means he wasn't Mechayavit. The Bezin says, no, we're Mechayavit. So he asked, Menolan, how do you know that that's true, that the Chacham were Mechayavit? Where do you see that? Why is he asking? The Chacham Eliel, the Eidim Misa Gufayo, Lechishtuma Mafki, Behadra Mafki. We're worried that she'll try and collect twice with any visa. A karva kadami now gavi belashtora. So obviously, one of the ones collecting without the star. Shepipiroy and Rishon hichzira hashtar. Even if he had written the star, she'd have to give it back in cause of law. Kochai ishlahodra umafka. We're worried about her collecting a second time without the star. So you're indicating that you're assuming by the Amona from the Arison, which we're not arguing that they were living together, that was the worst question. Why aren't you worried about that situation collecting twice? And the Morris said you were forced to write a Shaver, but you're assuming you collect twice, means you're collecting without the star. So I mean, Olin, how do we know that Amon, I mean, Arison, the Chomer Masakin to a Rusa to get a Ksuba? Okay, so the more I said like this, maybe it's from the following statement. Nisarmala, whether she's, or Nisgarsha, whether from the Arison, whether from the Suman, the Gebbe Zakal. Zakal means Iker at the Sephis, the Iker at the Sephis. So that's not a raya, because that's from a case where he wrote a ksuba for and the rusa, and the chiddush over there is not that the amana from Erison collects without a ksuba. The chiddush is that when he wrote the ikir and the tosefis, we're saying that he meant it to be mechayev himself the tosefis immediately for the rusa, and not that he meant. Only to Mechai himself, the Tosefis, like Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Nesuin comes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, he only meant to Mechai himself the larger amount once they had the Chibus of Nesuin. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Lekosablo HaTosefis, Elamanas, the Koinsub. He said that he only meant to Mechai himself the extra amount, the Tosefis. After the Nesuin, we meis be'erison ein lo ella ikr ksuba. So the case he wrote, and still, he did not mean the Messiah. According to the laws, he was not mechayim himself the full amount immediately, and the Tanakam is saying that he was. Okay, the Mor says that that's a meduyik in the lashon, because. it says Gerbis Akal. So now, Eliyahu Bashlo Kosovo, if the case was that he had not written, see, if he wrote a Ksuba, so that's the point of the Tanakhama. In the Ksuba is written the Iker and the Tosefis. Loz Ben Azariah says that she only collects the Iker. The Tanakhama says back, no, Gerbis Akal, she collects the full amount. Got it. But if you tell me Eliyahu Bashlo Kosovo, but tonight Bezin who the Gavya, and she's collecting not based on the ksiva, but on Tanai Bezdin, La Mono Masai Mabasula, who the Isla, Shre ain't count to Tosefis. If there's no ksiva, there's no Tosefis. So of course you're collecting the 100 or 200, depending on what her status was when she got married, but not more than that. So what's the Gerba Sakal? So that cannot be the source that we see that Arusa is collecting. That's because someone case that he wrote a ksuba to her. So how do we know that Arusa gets the Tanai Bezdin even if he was not Machai himself? He did not write it. Ella, back on the Gemara. Okay, so in the Gemara, on the wide lines, five lines down, right? No, six lines down, in the beginning of the line. Ve'ela, so maybe this is the source, let's say this is the source that an Arusa gets a Chiyuv Ksuba of Tanai Bezdin. But it's Hunter of Chiyuv Rabban. Chiyuv Rabban quoted a Braisa. It says Ishta Rusa Lo Einen Velo Mitamalo. The woman who's the only woman's only a Rusa, and she dies. So the husband is a Kayan. Does not get the din of a being an Einen that he can't do the Avodah. Velo Mitamalo, he has no Kiev and then no Heter to be Mitama to her. She's not. It's only when she's in the sewer that he has the heter of tumor. Okay. Again, he loy nenis lamitama loy, and vice versa. Now, woman doesn't have an issue of tumor, but she has no chiyuv. Jam chiyuv. The chiyuv is even though we have normally the Kayan's heter to Matama to the seven Krovim, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife, it's not just a Rishus, it's a mitzvah. There's a chiyuv of the close relatives to be involved in helping the process. So she doesn't have a chiyuv. Okay. Then it continues and it says, Mesa, going back to when she dies, Eino Yerusha, he has no din Yerusha on her. His the din of a husband's Yerusha on his wife's property starts by the Nesuin. Mes who Gerbe Ksubasa. If he dies, she does collect her Ksuba. So here we have again in the Bryce that says that a Rusa collects a Ksuba. And Mor says, Dilma the Kosovo, how can you prove that the woman gets a ksuba, but Tanai Bezdin, maybe the case was that he wrote her a ksuba. Chitema, he calls a blow, my remember, if he wrote, he skyves a ksuba to her as an arusa, so the Rashi says, you know, if a man's behind himself to pay her, he has to pay her. Shkayach, obviously, my remember. So the answer is, Mesa ena yersha itzricha le. But we want to, the point is not so much the sky of the ksuba, is but we don't say that gives him some rights of Yerusha
from her.
That's the point that arises. Okay, so this is again not a source that a Yerusha gets with Tanai Bezdin, because we could be doich and say that Tumah Keser, he similarly was Machai himself, personally was Machai himself, but not based on a general, he's Chai Bezdin. Okay. Fine. Oh, with Reb Nachman, the Rav Huna. So the Mora right now ends up with, we don't have a source to prove that a Arusa gets with Tanai Basin. Okay. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna. The Rav, Domer Get, Goebe Iker, Rav says, the Maskan of the Gemara, Rav said that with the get, she has a right to collect the ikar of the ksuba. The Sefis, she needs a ksuba, but she can collect with the get, the ikar, even Makam Shekaisen ksuba. So Lechish, why are we worried? Dima Mafka Gita Bahai Beidina. Vegavya. Vajra Mafka Beidina Achrina Vegavya. She'll use her get multiple times to collect the acre. Vichitema, the Karina late, so you say, no, the Bezdin will take the get and tear up the get. So Amra shall say, Bina, in Suvebe, I need to get remarried, I want to get remarried, I need my get to be able to get remarried. Samora says, the Karina late, what we do is we tear up the get. The Kasminon Agabe Gita Danan Karanuhi. We write on the piece of paper, we tore up this get. Lamishum to get the Psulo Pasahu. Although it's a header, it took me by Zvim Nakrina. So she has the document. Now they should give her a receipt. But they would write on the they write out the peasant keeps the get, but they would put a tear in the documents. What we do nowadays is we actually just put a slash to the middle of the middle of a document.
It's not unique. Why didn't they do that then?
What? Unless they did. That's the thing. That's what they did. They tore it. They did a slash in it. And they write on it. The Bezdin would write and sign on it. The reason why we did this wasn't because of psul. It's because it was used to collect. She won't collect the second time. If she wants to remarry, she has her get to prove that she can remarry. Sakrash. Loi oinen. We're halfway down the page. He doesn't get the din of an oinen to become usher to eat kachim. If he's a kohen, he's not betamalah. The sheiroi ksiv has to be a close relation of that they're sharing their life together. That sheiroi, right, it says by the wife, it refers to a share buster. Yeah. She has no chiv to be involved in the process of burying him. That's irrelevant what her yichus is. The seven relatives. It's not just a rishus, but it's a mitzvah to mitamah to them. Can receive lo yitamah. So the Torah writes it to the kohen to his wife who's an asua. The Torah gives it the language of a command. He should be mitamah for her. So it's a mitzvah. Zuei dechayevs. This woman is not chayev. She's an only arusa. Lamishum the kohenis. The issue over here isn't that she has a problem that's also for her due to her kahuna status, because shalahuzaru but kahana is minatam of the mason. Kahana's woman, the women of the family of kahuna are mutter to minatam of the mason. So we're not discussing Isser and Heter, we're discussing mitzvah. And a Yarsha, the Yavayusha Baal, Sheroi Ksiv. That to the close relative, that they will be Yerush the Nachala. So it says Lashon of Sheir. So Chazal Darshan, what's the Sheir of Karev Elov? That's referring to his wife. But the language of a Sheir means that there's Sheir Buster is a close flesh relative, literally. So that's when they're living together. So Moore says, so if you're going to tell me that he wrote, so what's the chiddush she collects the ksuba? He wrote a ksuba. The chiddush is meisa in a yorsha itzichale. Mishum meisa in a yorsha itzichale the misni. Since when she dies, we needed to say that he has no dinirusha on that. So parallel to that, it said, Mesu Garbik Subasa Lashmina, it said the second half, to tell me that if he dies, she does collect the Ksuba. Lashmina, because of law, Ksuba's Kina, Nahavagav the Kribu, Lachsuni, Kulihai, and a Yersh. So even though he was felt the closest to her, to be Machayib himself a Ksuba, which he wasn't Machayib to do. And he wrote the ksuba up, still, that does not give him any rights of Yerusha in her property. She says, don't tear up my get. Binilin Subabe. If he be under the raya, she needs karashti. Shal yamra lai, eshazish he. People will come and say, we know that she's married. And she'll say she's divorced. So they prove it. You can't marry. We're not going to allow you to marry if we know that you're eshazish. And you have no documentation to prove that you were divorced. Okay. What's that the Mishnah? Shnei Gittin b'shtek subais. Goy b'shtek subais. So a man married a woman, divorced her, and then we see a second get with a later date and a second ksuba. So we assume what happened was he remarried her and then divorced her a second time. So she has two chiyuvim of ksuba on the person. So she collects twice. Goy b'shtei ksubas. Let's say, however, shtei ksubas, we get echad. Oksuba b'shnei gittin, oksuba beget umiso, enigo b'al oksuba achas. Shemagarish is ishtoi mechziro, amalas ksuba harishona mechziro. See, we see two gittin, so we're not arguing, the dates are there, so we're not arguing, we understand that what happened was that he remarried her. Or we have a get, and then we have Eri Misa, who indicated that they were living together and that she died, that he died. So how that happened, there's a get, must be that he remarried her. So we know that he remarried her. So if he married her, why is he only paying one ksuba? Because the husband has a right, when he remarries, not to create a new separate chi of ksuba. He hasn't paid the ksuba yet, because obviously that was the case, he had not paid the ksuba yet. He has the right to remarry her with the understanding that he's being mechayiv himself, the original chi of ksuba, which were there beforehand, and not a new separate chi of ksuba. Okay. Zot Rashi. Shnei gittin b'shtei ksubas. So Zman Rishona, Ban Ksuba Rishona, is Karam the Zman Get Rishon. Zman Ksuba Shnia, Karam the Get Sheni. So it's very clear from the documents that there was a chiyuv ksuva, and then there was a divorce. There's a new chiyuv ksuva and a new divorce. It was a totally separate transaction.
When he got remarried the second time,
right?
The first ksuva.
He owes her money for the he divorced her. He owes her the money, right? So now he remarries her, and he writes a new ksuba. So what he's saying is that I'm not using the original chiyuv ksuba as my chiyuv to you now. I mean, mechayim myself anew. The mechayim myself anew doesn't take away the he owed her money.
Still owes her.
He owes her for the gerish, right? So Garbash Eksubas Shrei Girsha, he divorced her, he remarried her. Mekasaluk Subashniya. And he wrote a second Kiev, a second Ksuba, so he's Makai himself twice. Now, so Garbash says, Abu Kodmash Teksubas, the Getter Rishon, Eloi. It's all talking about that the date of the second Ksuba was clearly after the first Get. But if I have a case where there were two documents of ksuba, both dated before the first get, loy sharei kishik zero lo kasa lo ksuba. So in that situation, so the second marriage isn't the chayiv from anything more, because he did not write no chiyuv ksuba. It's not a safe. It's take ksuba to get echad miket. And a kabbalah achas, he only collects one. Now lemadnu shahakosiv leishto kshek suvas. And a kabbalah achas, the fact that he wrote a ksuva to the woman he's married to twice, he does not intend to mechayev himself two separate chiyuvim. It's all this. He's documenting the same chiyuv twice. The Rishon only collects once. Imishon the Garsha, the Hadra, says, oh yeah, but the Maisa, we know that he remarried her. Hotanak Ksubash the Gitin, Ein Lo Ella Achaz. Shamanas Ksubah Rishon, Zero. Okay, so the woman that he's married to, the Mishnah also discusses that case. Two Ksubahs and one get. So he's only. She comes to Bezin, she's divorced. He wrote ksuba to me twice. Bezin says, yeah, that's very nice. But he wasn't mechayev himself twice. He mechayev himself once, and he documented it twice.
The get was at the end, though, after the second ksuba. It was not
in the right, in the case where the get was after the date of the get was after the second ksuba. So it's not a separate chiyuv.
Sheikh
Suba's the get. But due to the fact that he wrote a second ksuba, that's what he did. Because if he didn't write a second ksuba, the point of the mission is he has the right to say, I'm being Mechayev myself, my chiyuv ksuba, which this marriage has, the second marriage, is based on the original chiyuv. And she's agreeing to that by doing that. So now it gets the rules of a ksuba. It's not collectible till after he divorces her a second time. But if he writes a separate chiyuv ksuba, means he's leaving that chiyuv in place, and then he's creating a new chiyuv on the second marriage. So now he owes. Now that's collectible. That's due already. Sheikh Suba's the get. Shekhan Mishnei in the get.
How do we view that property that she has now? Right? In other words, is that like totally hers? Or is it, if they remarried, and then she collects the suva.
Yeah, that's her property. He has no dinim on it.
Okay.
It's not right. Just like if someone would give the man, somebody would give the woman in the marriage property, I'm not saying the Balak Rishuspa. Right? So the husband gets no rights in it. It's not Sunbar, it's not Malug. Shtei ksuvos the get, shekadmu shtei in the get. The point over here is both the case of this case, that both ksuvos are dated before the first that get. Gemara mefarish my kosev. So why do you write two ksuvos? Ksuvos shtei getin. Ksuva b'nesun rishonim. So the date of the ksuva was clearly before the first get. V'girsha, he divorced her. V'chzira, he remarried her, and that we see from the fact that there's a second get, which is much later. So he remarried her and then divorced her again. But v'lakasa l'ksuva, he did not write a key of ksuva the second time. Because of v'girsha, then he divorced her again. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara, let's hold it here. Let's pick up the Gemara tomorrow.